Coach's Insight right here on Care 93.7. Continuing on, and we now talk ACCHS football. And joined now by head coach Alex Thornburg. It is presented by L&L Construction. As we head into week two, coach, congrats on the win in week one. Let's talk about it a little bit. You go to Valley Falls, beat them 44-6. Overall takeaways from that game?
You can't be too upset winning a week one matchup the way we did. You know, obviously there's things that we need to work on for this week. You know, I thought we really let our effort drop significantly in the second quarter and gave up a score there right before halftime, which kind of left a bad taste in our mouths going into half. We really challenged our team at halftime to, you know, bring the energy level back up and the effort level back up, and they did that, and we had a really strong third quarter.
We talked about your quarterback last week, Bryson Lee. He was certainly efficient, going 9 of 11 through the air, 80 yards and a score, but he did a little bit more with his legs, rushing for 165 yards. But I want to talk about your sophomore running back, Easton Schletzbaum. Boy, did he have a great game, 15 carries, 156 yards for him. What'd you like about him? The offensive line, certainly a help, but what about Easton, and what impressed you about that?
Yeah, Easton's just, I mean, he's a playmaker. We saw it, you know, last year. He saw time as a freshman, played a lot of varsity snaps, offensively and especially defensively. He had a big safety at the end of the game last year against Pleasant Ridge. But Easton's just, I mean, he's a tremendous athlete. He's a kid that works really hard, multi-sport athlete, really good wrestler, which I think obviously helps him on the football field. He was a regional champ last year for our wrestling team down at Silver Lake, which was a super tough regional for wrestling as a freshman. I can't say enough good things about Easton. He worked really hard this summer in the weight room, and you can just see that his body is changing physically, and he's turning into a heck of an athlete for us. He did a great job.
Is the week one to week two jump a real thing? Do you and your coaches kind of expect the biggest jump of the year to be between that week one and week two game?
Yeah, you know, people talk about that all the time, and I'd like the jump to be big just with our effort level, but really I thought we did a lot of things really well, especially up front. When the effort was there, our O-line was moving really well, pulling really well, getting hats on people. But yeah, you know, obviously you do want to see a jump from week one to week two, but I want to see those jumps throughout the entire season, you know. I don't ever want to hit that plateau where we don't see the jump. But yeah, there's definitely a jump from week one to week two.
Let's talk about the opponent coming up here in week two. That's going to be Jefferson County North. And boy, were they certainly impressive in their first game of the year, getting a big win last Friday night. And they certainly have a lot of pieces back, and they're certainly going to be a very tough out and a very important early game here in the NEKL in terms of a potential title contender. What challenges is this JCN team going to bring, and ultimately what kind of ball game do you expect?
Yeah, you know, that's a tremendously coached team. Coach Schneider does a great job over there, and kind of getting to know him over the past year. You know, he's a really good coach. And so, you know, his team's going to be prepared and ready to go on Friday night. They run the ball really well. They've got multiple options, you know, threats that can run the ball. They've got their the tailback. They bring a kid in at the wing and run the ball really well with him. Their quarterback does a nice job running. He does things. He makes plays through the air as well. So they're a pretty balanced team. We're going to have to be really disciplined and ready to go on Friday night. But, you know, we know JCN's going to be a tremendous matchup for us.
Very impressive in their win over Pleasant Ridge. They had 440 yards of offense and had 25 first downs. Grady Knoll ran for 286 yards and four scores. How do you kind of prep for a team like this throughout the week? Is it hard to replicate in practice, maybe how good a team can be and what we will see in a team like JCN?
Yeah, you know, it's always tough, especially at a small school level when you don't have, 60 kids to choose from for a scout team. Luckily, we do have some good numbers this year. You know, we're at about 35 kids out. So we feel like our scout team really does give our first team defense a great look. But, I mean, obviously there's no way you can replicate the playmakers like JCN has. I mean, you said it with the numbers there. They had kids flying around the field all over the place, running, receiving. They did a really, really nice job on Friday.
let's talk a few keys and expectations for this game. And we mentioned, again, a huge game early with the Northeast Kansas League. But what are your expectations? What do you want to see from your team? And what are a few keys to ultimately get a win on the road?
Yeah, first off would be turnovers. We turned the ball over 3 times last Friday. And not very often do you, go -2 in the turnover battle and still win a game. So that's something we have to clean up. Need to clean up penalties, and then we got to have consistent effort for 48 minutes on Friday night. We can't have, against a team like JCN, you cannot have lapses in effort or else they will expose you. And I think they did that last Friday as well. It's going to be a heck of a matchup on Friday. We're looking forward to it.
Certainly going to be a lot of fun, no doubt about it. ACCHS on the road at Jefferson County North, marquee NEKL matchup here in week number 2. ACCHS head coach Alex Thornburg joining us again, presented by L&L Construction. You can hear that ball game at JCN tomorrow night live right here on KR 93.7. Coach, thanks so much as always. Good luck tomorrow night against JCN, and we will talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Brandon. I really appreciate it.